Hi, this is Paul King. This is a module in conflict resolution for those seeking self-mastery and spiritual growth. I've written it specifically for family, spouses, friends, and work associates. The first question one has to ask oneself is, how badly do you want resolution to the conflict? And are you prepared to do whatever is necessary to achieve the desired resolution? Simply put, you have to make a choice. And it might be simple, but it is not going to be easy. The two options are completely mutually exclusive. There is no in-between. It's one or the other. The two options you have to choose from are the following. A, do you want to be right? B, or do you want to be happy and at peace? Don't rush this decision. Your whole future depends on it. It's important for you to understand there is no wrong choice or right choice, no good choice or bad choice. Whatever choice you make will have consequences that will help shape your future. So there's no wrong or right. It's as long as you're prepared to deal with the consequences that come from the different choices. The choice to be right, if that's what you choose, means you are driven by illusionary constructs of the ego-driven mind. The choice to be happy and at peace means you are driven by your heart and soul. What this choice is actually about is the choice of being in or out of blame consciousness. When you are in blame consciousness, it is very convenient from an ego point of view. As everyone else is wrong, everything is my mother's fault or my father's fault, my brother, my sister's fault, my boyfriend's fault, my girlfriend's fault, my spouse's fault, my boss's fault, and I am right. I am always in the right. The downside of blame consciousness is that we don't have the power to change anyone else or their behavior, because the only person we have the power to change is ourselves. Now, when we find the courage to step out of blame consciousness, it is very inconvenient from an ego point of view, as we are not always in the right anymore. But the big upside is that because we have the power to change ourselves, we are capable of changing our life and our future, and upgrading our happiness and peace. I have personally used this process in my life with astounding effect, so I know it is an absolute truth for me. I have also assisted many people with their challenges as they've changed their lives by finding the courage to step out of blame consciousness. I know as an absolute certainty that I only have one problem on this planet, and that is myself. The saying I use to remind myself of that truth is, my problem with you has nothing to do with you. I will use an example to explain this saying and try to make it easier to understand. Okay, so two drunks walk into a bar, and there's a barmaid there. She has beautiful, long, blonde hair and a big bum. Okay, so the two drunks walk in, and the one drunk says, "Hey, takar, give me a double brandewijn and coke." So in English, that means, "Hey, branch hair, give me a double brandy and coke." So the barmaid laughs at him, pours him a double brandy and coke. Then the next drunk comes up to her and says, "Hey, fat gat, give me a double brandewijn and coke." Now that means, "Hey, fat ass, give me a double brandy and coke." She picks up the water jug and she smashes it over his head. Okay, so let's look at what happened here. Okay, where is the actual problem? Now, the first thing we want to say is, we don't condone the drunk's behavior in any form. It's unacceptable, and that's the bottom line. It's as simple as that. But they are not the problem. They're only the triggers. And life is full of triggers. So let me explain to you why. Because why, when the first drunk insulted her, her hair, did she just smile and give him a drink? Then the other one insulted her arse and she hit him over the head with a water jug. Well, the difference is very obvious. She loved her hair. She knows she has beautiful hair. She's completely confident of it. When someone insulted her hair, it was like water off a duck's back. On the other hand, she didn't love her ass. And when the guy insulted her ass, that was her trigger, and she smashed him over the head. So that is where the problem lies, the fact that she does not love her ass. Now, how to rectify the problem is one of two ways. Either she learns to love her ass exactly as it is, or she can exercise and make her ass smaller and love it the way it is. So the solution and the problem lie with her, not the drunks, and we are not condoning their behavior, please. And I've chosen this example for very specific reasons. So if there are any male chauvinists out there or feminists, get over yourself. Your problem is not with men or women. It's with yourself. Okay. So the other good news is that in my experience, every time we find the courage to stop blaming others for our anger and issues, and actually get our hands dirty by tweaking what needs to be tweaked in our own emotional engine, not only does our life become more happy and peaceful, but the universe rewards us with some kind of upgrade in our life. So what we are effectively doing by dealing with these issues one at a time as they surface is taking the power away from other people to upset us with their words and deeds. And this alone is a huge upgrade. I've realized that I've found a very unexpected friend and helper in my anger and temper. Because as soon as I feel my anger rising and my temper heating up, then I know that is a flag for a learning experience and an opportunity for me to tweak something that I wasn't aware that I had. Okay? To make my life better and to take back the power for myself as to who I allow to trigger me or not. So once someone upsets me with their words or deeds, I will get out of the situation. I won't say anything and I'll go find a place where I can sit down and say, okay, why did those words hurt me? What belief do I have in my subconscious that those people triggered? And eventually I will come up with the answer. So, now, I've never worked with anyone who wasn't addicted to something. They could be addicted to work, they could be addicted to worrying, to food, to anything. It doesn't have to be the normal addictions of alcohol, drugs, and things like that. Okay, people are addicted to cell phones nowadays, just about everything. So I've never met anyone who wasn't addicted to something. And I've never worked with anyone who isn't very damaged from their childhood traumas. And their real or imagined rejections in their childhood. Okay? We're all damaged. We are all just prisoners of our childhood traumas. Everyone has a software running in their subconscious mind that they are not good enough or that they are unlovable. And I never worked with a person who didn't feel a huge void inside them or weren't grasping for having some meaning in their life. The subconscious program that runs us, which is like a Windows in our subconscious, we call it your FLOP, your fundamental life operating program, and it is instilled before you are 6 years old and you don't even know it exists. So, if you are one of the brave folk who steps out of blame consciousness and takes the first few teetering steps along the road to self-mastery, which, by the way, is a lifelong mission and beyond, then I want you to understand that the person who is triggering you is a gift to you from the universe. They are reflecting your own issues at you. They are your teacher for this lesson. And there are a few things you need to bear in mind when someone says or does something that pisses you off. Firstly, it is a huge growth opportunity. As soon as you get pissed off, you have a huge growth opportunity and you need to become aware of that. Secondly, if the person attacks you in any way, every attack is just a cry for help from that hurt person. So a lot of these things that are said or done don't even have anything to do with you. Normally, the person has issues and they are getting rid of their hurt, and then you get involved in the whole thing, which is totally unnecessary. So thirdly, whoever is triggering you is not a whole being. They are prisoners of their old child, their own childhood traumas, just like all the rest of us. They too are fucked up. Excuse my language, but that's the only way. We are all that way, just like you and me. Don't be fooled by the masks they have developed to hide their emotional injuries from the world. We're all in this together. We're all just struggling along, trying to make it through life. Okay? Everyone is broken. This is particularly relevant when it comes to our parents. Our parents very foolishly fell into the trap we set for them when we were very young. We thought they were heroes and treated them as if they were perfect, which was fine and normal. But then, unfortunately, our parents bought into this illusion and started to play along by pretending to be perfect and hiding their faults and weaknesses from us and never discussing that stuff in front of us. At some stage in our teens, this illusion got pierced and shattered when we realized that they are just mere mortals and are very fallible indeed, suffering from the same weaknesses and issues as everyone else. Those of us who could not process or deal with our parents' sudden fallibility turn our hurt into attack and say the most hurtful things to our parents, who are only doing their best in a very challenging life situation. Anyone who's brought up children will tell you about it. Everyone is just trying to limp through life. Okay, so in my experience, once the hurt youngsters, who then inflict terrible hurt on their parents, go through life and realize its challenges and gray areas, and they realize that their own broken parents were just doing their best in impossibly difficult circumstances. And once these know-it-all youngsters have had their own children and been brutalized by the challenges of life and its realities, they then suffer from terrible guilt. And in middle age, they feel this overwhelming guilt regarding their totally unfair judgment and treatment of their parents. And this is something I'm constantly having to help people with in their middle age, later middle age. Okay? So please be aware of this and don't fall into the trap. The bottom line is to be compassionate with whoever the people are who are triggering you. Like yourself, they are broken and prisoners of their childhood, especially if they are your parents. Have respect for them with their imperfections. If you think I could be of assistance on your journey, I would love to help you. I'd love to help you break the chains that are imprisoning you so that you can dance. If you need any help, my website is www.paulkinglifecoach.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/website, or you can get me on WhatsApp at 066-211-7341. I hope that helps in some small way. Lots of love.